Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not. I'm
real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Guess what they said. Just like the voice guy said, every Monday and Fridays, mostly, on the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the game show sweeping the nation. And whoever listens to us on the free Odyssey app, search Bart Winkler Show, and I podcast this separately. Guess what they said. Here's the premise of the game. I get five clips. Bart will try to guess what he or she or it has said. Because eventually, I'm sure AI will eventually rear its head in here one of these days. AI are overlords that I bow down to. Just everybody knows, I worship Siri. Bart will guess what this AI or she or he said, and we scored accordingly. Three correct guesses gets you a win. Three losses gets you ridiculed, and you hang your head in shame for the rest of the week. Or on Friday if you're going into the weekend. Bart, let's start here. Congratulations to Paige Beckers. Officially being selected number one overall, she's going to be a Dallas wing. Now, I wonder, does the jersey come with blue cheese or ranch? No?
Carlos,
nothing?
I would like it if you took a... If you sewed your mouth shut.
It'd be hard for me to do the rest of the game and segment with you.
This is the WNBA coverage you get here, folks. Does Dallas Wings get blue cheese or ranch?
I mean, listen, I didn't tell them to name their team the Wings. That being said, Paige Beckers will be headed to Dallas. She was selected number one overall. So I want you to guess what she had to say here. It's 20 seconds long. Guess what Paige Beckers had to say in regards to her reaction being drafted number one overall.
It's a dream come true. You work hard for this. You hope for it. You want it to happen. And then when that moment comes, it's everything you ever wanted. I just can't wait to get started. This is the next phase of my journey. I want to win championships at this level, too. And I can't wait to be a member of the Dallas Wings.
Just extremely grateful for the whole journey since that moment where that video was made, the entire 5 years since then, the ups and downs, the everything, the relationships, the experiences, the bonds that I built. It's just been amazing, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. So to be where my feet are tonight, to share this moment with the people that I love, just means everything.
Good enough for me. I mean, again, that's the premise of this game. We always start with a layup.
Did you see the tweet that was re-going around from Gary Knox?
No. In fact, I don't even know who that is.
So Gary Knox, all right, who works for KARE 11, is a photojournalist. And this tweet is from September 24th, 2013. Remember the name, Paige Beckers, sixth grade, think Diana Taurasi. Best sixth grade guard I've ever seen, St. Louis Park.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
What absolute foresight that he has. Good for him.
Yeah. And so a lot of people interviewing him today. And, man.
Good.
I've had so many tweets that have almost got me fired. It's nice to see a W on the timeline.
Yeah, seriously. Now, I was hoping it was not going to be a weird situation like Caitlin Clark and... that Indiana reporter from last year. Like, let's steer clear from all of that. All right, so you're 1-0. Let's go to Steve Kerr, Warriors head coach. They are going to be in the play-in game. But this is really more about the heels of coaches getting fired. Mike Budenholzer got the axe from the Phoenix Suns. Terrible season from them. Michael Malone got and Taylor Jenkins got fired earlier in the season. Really, just recently. So it's a very strange phenomenon. So I want you to guess what Steve Kerr had to say on why coaches are more expendable than ever. This is 14 seconds long.
Guess what Steve Kerr had to say.
There's a lot more at stake. The owners want quicker results. Nobody wants to wait around anymore. It's a what have you done for me lately league, and even if you've done something lately, it might not be late enough. So you gotta, everybody's getting a little more impatient, and people want to win. They don't want to wait to build a winner.
One thing that's happened is most teams are now owned by billionaires, big corporations, and so we're all more expendable. There's so much money in the business now.
Wow.
Which is why I threw it there, because, it gets boring if you start sweeping the games. But actually, it's really interesting because he's right.
He took it as a way to go big against big business. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Corporations are owning teams now. Like, there are organizations.
Well, corporations are people.
Well, yeah, but like, there's a lot more like private firms, like sport, venture capitalists that are jumping in. Not only in the NBA, like all over sports, there's so much private equity coming in that's like, we're gonna get publicly traded teams pretty soon. Like, I don't know how. Like, smarter people.
I own stock in the team.
You sure do, but it's like that's the rarity. It's not the norm.
I do have a question. And forgive me for branching out. But sure. Where did it come from? All these people that have like all this money. Where did it come from? Why are we balancing our checking account if there's all this money in the world? Where did it come from?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Why do I have to decide whether I want to eat breakfast or I want to eat lunch? Like, I have to make real life-changing decisions here.
Well, you should stop eating breakfast. You should start intermittent fasting.
Well, I do. That's called working here. I can only eat within a six-hour period because that's all I can afford. Let's go to the Masters. That was the big event of the weekend. We'll start with Bryson DeChambeau. I want you to guess what he said on his performance in the Masters. It's 19 seconds long. Now, after three rounds of play, he was second on the leaderboard. He had been trailing Justin Rose. He'd been trailing Rory McIlroy. He seemed to position himself well to stay within striking distance. He melted down, essentially, on Sunday. Did not have a good round whatsoever. So you mentioned it. It was Rory and Bryson, and then it just became Rory and Rory in that period. So I want you to guess what Bryson DeChambeau had to say about his game in the Masters.
He's pretty raw, right? He's pretty... He's going to say, it sucked. I sucked. I did stupid things and made bad shots. Put myself in that position and then play like this. Terrible. I'll learn from it, do better next time. But this was at the Masters final round. This was unacceptable.
If I just had somewhat a good iron play this week, it would have been a lot different outcome. But coulda, shoulda, wouldas. You got to do it out here, and it's going to be a fun playoff to watch. But take a lot of good from this week. I'm excited for the rest of my life.
Could not be any more wrong.
No, that's I like that answer. I'm excited for the rest of my life. I'm going to start answering questions that way.
Now, how old is Bryson DeChambeau?
Mid-20s?
Yeah, so he's got plenty of, like, golf ahead of him. So, yeah, no, I like that answer, too. I didn't like it for you because now you're
he's
1-2.
He's 41?
No way he's 41. I feel like I just heard of him.
He's 31.
Okay, all right. All right, this is what happens when I don't have a computer screen in front of me. All right, I'm not always looking things up. Everything you hear from me is authentic. Either I know it.
He can't be 41. His name's Bryson. That puts him between 27 and 34.
That is an absolute fair point. All right, so you are 1-2. You need this one to stay into the game. So we're going to go to the runner-up in the Masters, and that's Justin Rose. Now, he had a great, great finish on Sunday. Forced to play off with Rory. Unfortunately, came off the heels of having third round. So I want you to guess what Justin Rose had to say on his playoff loss. Now, remember, Everybody who was watching at home, Rory had an opportunity. If he would have hit the par on the 18th, he would have won the Masters. No playoff would have been good to go. He won the bogeying. That's five shots for everybody who doesn't pay attention or just learn golf like I did. So we had to go to the playoff in the 18th hole. Justin Rose fell just a little bit short there. So, Bart, I want you to guess what he had to say in 15 seconds on the playoff loss.
That was great to get a chance to get back in there, mate.
He's British, not Australian.
Lad. It was great to get a chance to get back in there. You love it for Rory. Wish things would have gone better. And it could have had a couple mistakes along the way. But I always love to get a chance to be late in these tournaments. And, you know, I'm excited for the rest of my life.
Unfortunately, the playoff, they always end so quickly. You know, that's sudden death. You don't really get an opportunity. If you're not the guy to hit the great shot or hold the great putt, you know, it's over. So I felt like that's the nature of sudden death, but not really anything I could have done more today.
I would have given you the point because he made me laugh. That was a good laugh, but you were so far off of the mark on the clip that I can't
possibly
do it.
The accent wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
You started Australian, then you went borderline Irish.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right, I think he's starting to stick the landing around Great Britain, but not really. All right, so you lost. That's official, but we got people still playing at home, so let's get this last one, and all hail the champion, Rory McIlroy. And he wins in the playoff. So I want you to speak. I want you to rather guess what he had to say about loosening the burden of never winning the Masters until now. This is 23 seconds long. I want you to guess what Rory had to say about getting that monkey off his back.
Oh, it's just such a relief.
Now that's good.
It follows you everywhere you go. You think about it. You dream about it. You hope that one day it can become a reality. All the hard work you put into it, your parents, your sacrifice. And it's just, it still seems surreal. It seems like a dream. A good dream, but it seems like a dream nonetheless.
I've carried that burden since August 2014. It's been 11 years. It's nearly 11 years. I'm not just about winning my next major, but the career Grand Slam, you know, trying to join a group of five players to do it, you know, watching a lot of my peers get green jackets in the process.
Does it really matter? You had lost anyway. So congratulations to Rory and not to Bart Winkler.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.